We hold him as some Kuf Tzadik Zayin, Siv Gimel. The question of when should a person go on the day to the mikvah, should they go at day, or can they only go at night? So first, in the Torah, there are two cases, a case of a Nida and a case of a Zava. A Nida, she can only go at night, and a Zava, she can also go during the day. The Svart Mechalik, Chach Mazadim, brings down a P, Rashi, Psachim, Adav Tzadik. The idea of a Zava is you have to count 7 days. 7 days being Naki. So, Mixed Yom Kikulay, and once you count to the beginning of the seventh day, so you counted 7 days. Therefore, during the day, you can't go to the mikvah. Mashenkin, the Yisayid of Nida, the concept is you have 7 days of seeing. And you have to pass Yimei Asai. If you do not pass Yimei Asai, you're still in that Zman. When do you pass that? At night. So again, the reason why the Torah has two different halakim, how to apply this concept, by the Zayin is of the Zava Zayin Akiyim, and Mixed Yom Kikuloi, and you passed already seven. Mashenkin Nida is the passing the Meir also passing that Zman. That's Minat Torah. Midah Bottom came along, we have two reasons to answer. One on day seven and one on day eight. On day seven, the Gemara says, in Nida Dav Samach Vav, the B'Shemit says, we have a Bayah of Shemit to Shamish, the Shemit Tirav is Tistar. Maybe after you went to the mikvah, they'll have tashmish, and then she saw them afterwards, and by a zava, says the zayin the kiyum beforehand, and therefore we're machmir not to go on day seven. And day eight, the Gemara brings down, which is the sugya of srach bitoy. The Adur will learn out that you can go during the day, even on day seven during the day. Ad kan the sugya. First question is, what is the correct zman that a person should go to the mikvah? What's the optimum or the best time to go? So the first shaila discuss is, can you go ben hashmashos? The idea of going to the mikvah is a chumra, a din d'rabbanan. Al pi svar, you would say, safa d'rabbanan l'kula. Well, you'd maybe be mitzarev, shitas v'ben tam, v'dam v'latur and the shach. As long as you come back at night, that's beseder. So the ma'aseh, there is a taras abayis, Rabbi Yosef, the Or Yitzchak, they taino, and they write, the minig Yerushalayim and the skami go'ina Yerushalayim, is you can go ben hashmashos. For the mice, the time you come back is already nighttime. According to the Bein Tam, there's no problem. And even Bein Shmoshes, you can go. Therefore, there are mikvahs that announce it's Shkia time. And if you have an hogger to go during that time, Echami, please go. At Sela Sheni, we swarm, the mice seem to disagree. We have the Pesach Teshuva, the beginning of the Siman brings down Echam Tzvi, that seems to say not the way. The Chacham Tzvi and Teshuva, the Kid Shulchan Aruch, they disagree. As far as they're coming from, different ideas, is one, it's true that we hold Sabdabon Lukula. But the Maestah, go to that Lechat Chilo. For example, the Loch and Simitov pay tests in the Hilchas of Sviris Aimer. Sviris Aimer, according to most Rishonim of Paiskim, is Dindu Abonon. Says the Mechaber, make a din, you can make a bracha, Benesh Moshes, Sabdabon Lukula. However, the Medakhtikim do not make a bracha, Benesh Moshes. What's the reason? Says the Taz, brought down by the Mishabruah. It's true, Savdabon Lakula, but not to go do Lechatchilo. That means people sometimes take the concept Savdabon Lakula as something to go do. The Mishmur is very clear not to go do Lechatchilo. Though they point that over here. Also, what's the Chshash over here? It's a Chshash Otter case of the Raiso. Srach Bitoy, Rishon Migdan, Chshash Otter case of Chorus. Therefore, what's going to happen? Maybe she'll daughter will see this. She end up leading the case of Shema, she go during the day, and then Shema Deshamash, Shema Tir Vitister. And just like the loch is in Klai Svek Svek on Simukov Yud, but I think there's a Srach of a Deraiser, like Venus Akum, a Gam of Vadis to Apollon, we give it a Geta of a Deraiser. He also, we should give it a Geta of a Deraiser. Therefore, for example, let's say an Isha only saw Kesem, or an Isha only has a case of Dam Basulim. In these two cases, it speaks out Shlomo Kluger and the Beis Shlomo. In these times, can a person go during the day? Because even if it's, you go during the day, it's a case of Drabon over here. The Maisa, they are Machmer, and they speak out these reasons. The Klum do not apply over here to be Michael, as they get out of Deraisa. The Eden Moist of the Beish Lema, the whole time we say Sevdabon Lakula by a case of a Sophic, only if it's going to stay a Sophic. But let's say the end will be Mavar, therefore, we'll see, for example, on day 7, if the end sees Dam, be Sayslam Afreya, also will not say the Klaus of Sevdabon Lakula, because Mavar was not a case of a Sophic, a Chiddush. So the Maisa look among the Svarim, but ik the Svarim say a person cannot go ben Hashmoshes. V'chein lo gimnei yeshiva, the Maisa, the Olam does not go ben Hashmoshes. If so, was the correct time of Maisa to go at Seis? Which Seis? So again, that's a question, but clearly it's not Miyuchut Aros Sigil, but it comes out, L'chor each one L'shitasai. The Kleiserberger, he writes at 72. Because all times he holds his mind at 72. Rabbi Yashiv, depends on Sefer, one says 25 minutes, one says 30 minutes. If you look around the Sfarim, Rabbi Yashiv negates to all other Nyonim, always say 25 or 30 minutes. But Mordechai Elio, he says by Tseis, and he says 20 minutes. Because all over he holds his mind at Tseis. He goes big like the Goydim, like he said 20 minutes. There's a question over here, take it a step further. But let's say a Vadim go by Tseis. Unless you personally are machmer for a Beit HaTam. Should a person also over here be machmer? That means numerous b'nei yeshiva, they hold mekadin the go'inim, or they hold the earliest man, 50 minutes, 60 minutes. They take on the hogum, it's that chumra, the minig of Europe, the Ramayisha calls it, that's minai roi, that kolshke b'nei toyo, yeshimaim, should take on, keeping the idea of 72 minutes. Therefore, in their own house, they might be mekel for the abonans, the wives might be mekel, the kids might be mekel, but they have an hogum to be machmer, on a Beit HaTam. Is that also, therefore, a correct hanhaga to take on by the case of a mikvah and tell the isha to wait 72 minutes? So again, upon this forum, each one of the sounds like l'shitasai. The pre-tara, when he brings it down, this is the Beit Pana Moshe, he says, if giving machmer for the abundance and their ices and the chanami, but since numerous people take on a Moshe, much of Shabbos for 72, only negate the ices and not the abundance, this case is a derabbanan. And therefore the lach is, you should go after 50. Why 50? Because according to Moshe, the share of Tseis 50 is 72. Therefore, you should go after 50. The way how the Meir Kohen, the brings down from Vos and Shuvah, it really depends how you took on a Beit HaTam. You took it on Mederech Chumra, Mederech Medinoi. If it's a Chumra, you can be Mekel by your own Tseis. If you take it on Medinoi, you can be Machba for 72. Voida point out, Apicheshman Shubai, let's say you want to take on a Beit HaTam. According to Beit HaTam, his sheet is that if you go in the evening, you come back at home at Seis, come back at night at your house, according to Beit HaTam L'maiser, anyway it's Beseder. So it says Rav Vozin, Shir Sheva Levi, if you take on the idea of Beit HaTam, it's at Chumash Shaboy, according to Beit HaTam L'maiser, you have his own sheet. Because according to him, you come to Shemaim and say, why do you go to the mikvah in the earliest month? Because according to you, Beit HaTam, I come back at night time, I already have the halach of here of no bayav srach bitoy. So again, so the Nahaga, what you can do, each one on his own. The Maisa, if you go to mikvahs, it sounds like a sugya of Chanukah. By Chanukah, everyone lights different times, not clear. By the mikvah, Shemati, the people go at Shkia, people have been at Shemashis, people at the first Shkia, Nashim at 40 minutes, Nashim at 50, Nashim at 60, at 72, and have even been places that they keep. The Noshim go at 90. Different on August. They do discuss, just like we have the Loch and Sim Kuf Tzadik Vav, that let's say in Isha's Mekabel Shabbos, or she'd have Ma'ariv already, there's a tzad over there in the Shulchan Aruch that a person has to make a hefzik before this man, at Mekabel Shabbos, or at nighttime, when she'd have Ma'ariv Mekabel Shabbos, you also could say the same Yisoid, Mekabel Shabbos, then go to the mikvah, Agam is still the daytime. So come along again, the Pesachei Tshuva, at the beginning of the Simen, brings down the Chinuch Beis Yehuda, that we might take on the Chumah, but still not a case of Lekula, and therefore, even if you Mekabel Shabbos, you still have to wait the Zman, each one onto their own Zman, to a situation with Vaday Laila, the situation of case over here, Tseis over here. Now, once you have the night time, you have the whole entire night. Clear? Question is, let's say you flew, you came back in the morning, you got to the mikvah, did Chafifa, and now it's after Alois. When does a day switch over from being nighttime to day, and you can't go anymore? Maisha, the Mishnah in Saita says, Medina Ripaska daytime stops at Alois. It sounds like once it's Alois, you cannot go. There's a tshuva by the Or Yitzchak. He says, the Alochavi is Tseis, and nothing real is moisif to it. He says, if a person goes to the mikvah when it's nighttime, a gam will come back and go to the tefillah afterwards, as long as it's before the situation of nates, there's no bayav srach bitoy. Because the daughter saw that she went at night. Therefore, once a tainiv, as long as she went at night, you can make her until the sugya of nights. Now, both these mahalchim ma'aseh is a chiddush soif kol soif. Because at the end of the day, be'ikri paskin, daytime is after alois. Yesh laden. Now, to get this question, I'm going to, during the day, speak out there, six questions. We'll focus on three of them today and three of them tomorrow. First question is, the aloch of day seven. Second question is the loch of day eight. The third question is coming back at night. Those three we'll discuss now. Then we three other questions, Alach of Akala, the Shach over here, the case of an Einus, that's going to be Siv Dalid, the case of the Eved, that's Alach of Siv Hei. First, the case of day 7. Again, it's very clear the Gemara says, even though Minatoyo Anita cannot go at, during the day, only at night, the Zav can go at night, and our Noshim have a Chum like a Zavra, and therefore a Zavra should be able to go during the day. The Maisa, we did not go during the day, but it's the Sugya of Shematira Vitistar on day 7. Let's say a person does go during the day, we'll get to certain cases that they'll have a Heter, for example, a Kala. The Shach will bring down, the Pesach discussions can't go during the day. Since we have a Svar, a Shematir of a Tister, maybe can a person, can they make a Baruch on the Tefillah over here? That means we discussed in Simen Kuf Tzadik Vav, the Shlosh Shita, that they bring down, there's a meaning that people do count on the Zayin Akiyim. How can you make a Baruch? So we mentioned then Taisvis and Ksubis that says to make a Baruch you can't, because maybe count the first day, the second day, third day. When you get to the fifth day, and the big she sees Dam, and you'll be Saisu all Zayin Akiyim. Here also, which goes to Mikvah 7 during the day, maybe she'll see Dam afterwards. I'll be Seiser, the Zayin Nikim over here, and therefore she cannot make a bracha. And the Maestro is Adonazer, a Beis Shloimo, a Divayatim says the Maestro you cannot make a bracha. Atal Hasheni, the Bada Shulchan points out the Stimus of Poiskim is not that way. And there's a Moshe Tshuva that way, and Avozno tries to bias. They say you can make a bracha. I Hagna answer twice, it sounds like you cannot. So they come on with a couple of reasons over here. First, someone wanted to help in the case of Sviro versus the case of Tefillah. And you could say, over here, the whole Shash only Shematira, Sophic. But even if you do see, maybe she became a Nida, not a Zavo. So not a case of Seisir, maybe it's being Mamshik further. Void says, Vosno, you have a case of Cheskas Tyrus, 7 days she saw nothing. Why be Chosh over here? Void, the Beis Seisir being down from the Shoenim, why being Machma over here? Shema to Shamash for Shematira Vatistar. As a Sig of Chorus. Not mitzvah the sugya of a bracha over here. Therefore, building upon these reasons, the Pesach can point out when there's a mokav of einus we'll get to, or kalo kadaimo, that the times that people will go during the day, you can't lemaisa make a bracha. Gam, again, yesh mefakfin. Those who want disagree. Maisa be'ika, we do not go during the day on the seventh day, whether she the seventh day from Dam Asulim or Kesem, or whether it's in the case of Dam Taurus in the Bada Shulchan. They do say, let's say, Baila is not in the city. Therefore, there's no chash shema to shamish. Just like we know already, we had certain times we want to be makel on 5 and 7, 4 and 7. If Baal is not in the city, maybe over here also let's be makel over here. But if Baal is not in the city, you can't go during the day. The Maestro, they bring down a Sefer Pesach Abayas, by the Shulchan others, Marakoyin, they say, Loi plu chazal. Hagam l'orcha Shulchan, when he does bring it down, he says, maybe b'shasat chak, on the 7th day you can be makel. The Maestro, I did not see this forming down the orcha Shulchan. And they seem to go, Maisa, we're not machalik, we never go during the day. Except, again, the Loch of Oynis, which will get to the Sigil on Siv Dalid. The second thing, being Tovel on day 8. Gemara comes out, Maskono, whether Rav, whether Yechton, we cannot come into the Sigil of Srach Bitoy. The first question, when you're trying to understand the Sigil over here, is the idea of going to the mikvah, the mobbing down at the end of Siv Kuf Tzadiches, a sugya being a tsnua, no one should know about it. The form is very clear when it says nobody means not your friends, not your parents, not your children, no one should know about it. So why in the world is there baya a sugya of srach bitoy? So they point out yisoid first that children pick up everything what happens in the house. Whether it's because they see the parents disappear, where they're going, whether because you know, once a month the bath in the house is being used. For whatever the reason is, we have a concept over here that children pick up what the parents do. Very important insight. Vo'ed. You can ask an obvious question. The person, before they get married, they go to a kala teacher. The kala teacher teaches the girl, these are the halachas, and you cannot go during the day. So why does this girl have a bayav srach bitoy over here? When the kala teacher teaches her, she cannot go 7 during the day. What's the problem? So again, we see, built upon this, that you can be taught and taught and taught. For example, you go to school, girls are taught numerous things. They come home and then they see, or they think they see otherwise. Then they know, yeah, the school is a chumrah. They have these concepts. We have different hoga. That's their messiah, not our messiah. And therefore, true, when the kal teacher is telling me, that's lip service. But this is what we go do. It's a concept you see over here, a very important concept. What children see, the fact that you could tell them what you want, you have to lead by example. Everyone knows the Negei Dechinuch, the 101, the first klal and concept of Dechinuch is to lead by example. That's how everything works. Otherwise, she'll see, she follows. Whether she's taught one way, whether she's told over and over, you cannot do this, but that's what you see parents do, or that's what you think. She's not even going, the mother going 8th during the day, but she'll learn to go during 7th during the day. She thinks that way. It's very important to show children exactly how to act. A gamut's and even an act of a sneer over here that she should not even know about. It's a very, very important thing. Kids see everything, they know everything. You have to teach them based upon what they see around you. Then once we have this halacha on the 8th day not to go, again the place can speak out, whether it's neged dam basulim, whether case of a kesem, whether dam toyer, no chilek over the maisa, we're machmer across the board, even my kesem when she's only tamei midrabanan. Void speaks out of some sefer, let's say he's ben ashmoshus, just like we're machmer day 7, who didn't be ikhdas from say same thing on day 8. Says the shach even further, let's say you have no daughter, so why should in the world should be machmer al sarach bitoy? No one's going to pick up anything from over here. Still, the shach and all the place coming down the loch of the shach, not to mechalik over here. The way the shach says over the chokhmah zod, which the Tari say over mitzvah the sugi of le plug. However, the way the Archa Shulchan says over a drop different, appeal the losh and the Rambam, and sounds that way for the Hamo, is true. Maybe you don't have any children, but other noshim will pick up and learn from you. And it's also important not only to teach your children, but your surroundings. Everyone picks up from each other, from the sviva around them, and therefore others should not learn from you. Also, you cannot go during the day. Even the 8th during the day, because your friends might learn from you, go during the 7th during the day. However, the shach does speak out. Let's say you went to the mikvah, you went at night, or you're not toivel kiroi, and now a couple days later you have to go back to the mikvah, or even the next day you have to go back to the mikvah, and then can you go during the day? The shach ends off, yish lahach min lechat chilo, ubediyevet shari. Now there is always a question, you say the words ubediyevet shari, what is the definition of ubediyevet? The Bada Shulchanovi has Marach with a bunch of options. Some want to say it means when she already went to the mikvah. Some have a Lashon Makmat Sarech. Some have a Lashon of Shasad Chak. Some say Lechatchila can go when it's more convenient. Some have a Lashon of Ksas Doichik. Different Lashon is among the Gdala Chayin, whether it's the Tairach, Chachmas Adam, Machna Chayim, and others. What exactly definition of the Shach over here is? One last case, going the 8th day. They just like speaking out. Let's say Isha, she's not going to the mikvah unless she goes during the day. Why? Because she's embarrassed, doesn't want her friends to see in the mikvah, doesn't want people to find out about it, and therefore she'll only go in during the day. So now this Rav has a choice, the Balanit has a choice, either to not let her go at all, and therefore she'll have Tashmish with the Hashem in a case of Koris, or Maisa, she's embarrassed, and let her go during the day, even though Chazal say not to, but we'll let her go, not to be embarrassed from her friends. This question is brought down by the Netziv and Tshuva, Chalpei, Sim Mem Gimel, and Sim Mem Dalet, and it compares it to a case where a person has a massive pain inside her arm. What should you do when you have terrible pain in the person's arm? Should you cut off the arm, or should you live with life with massive pain over here? And you go to doctors, you can discuss this way, discuss that way. Numerous times you can ask you about Shiloh, and you can Shiloh is really, should I do this or that? Both are wrong, but which is better to be, to, what is better to go do? But both are wrong. The Rav usually tells you a lashon. Question is, should you cut off my right arm or cut off my left arm? Of course, if you're right, you cut off your left arm. You have to realize you're cutting off your arm. The Netziv Lamaisa, they point out, does not really answer the question. If he wants to bring out the Chayim Inyan, you have to realize, when the question over here is go during the day, what's better, to cut off the arm or to live a massive pain? Over here also, Lamaisa, we're not, this Inyan is a very chosh of a thing. They get to numerous shallows of people who ask, I'm doing this. Question, what's worse? Sometimes you should never validate the person, but say it in a way you have to realize both are wrong. But of course, you cut off your left arm over your right arm. The third shaila over here is after going 7 during the day and 7 and 8 during the day. So let's say you come back at night. The Torah brings down Machlokes Rishonim, Rebbein Tam versus the Rashbam. If you come back at night, Rebbein Tam says Mekel, and the Ogre brings down that's ready Minig Ashkenaz. So the Sheni, the Rashbam, the Maise, he is Machmer. So first question is to define this machlokes over here, is what exactly the two brothers, Rebbein Tam and the Rashbam, arguing about? What is the case? What is the kimt over here? The two ways among the Gedolei Achronim. The way the Bach understands it, Avada, she's being toivel samuch l'chashecho. That's Avada the case over here. However, when you come back, is it come back at nighttime or not? Maisel, Kamal Beisit, says that's not the case. Lav davka, even toivel ba'idyoim, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. That's also the machlokes. Rebbein Tam understands the Maisa, as long as you come back at night, there's no bayah srach pitoy. Mashenkin, the Rashbam says, not the way, also. So first we have a question, what do you say the machlekes is? The Beis Yosef said the machlekes is, even if you go toivel during the day. A second point in this machlekes, what day are they discussing? Is discussing 8th during the day? Or 7th during the day? So the Shach, he brings down this question. He said, Avada, we're discussing halacha only by 8th during the day. On the 7th, Avada Yishlim Chais, and that's not the machlekes over here. Look at the Ben Yeruchim, the Prisha, they say the same Yisrael. And afterwards, the Menachas Yaakov, Chochmas Betzal, Pais Yimoinim, they say the whole machlekes is Dafka 8th during the day. At Seder Sheni, the Pesach Tshuva over here, he starts off with the Avodas Gershuni, that says not the way. He points out, Pasha Ben Tam, read Taisvis, the case over here is even 7th during the day, as long as you come back at night, there's no Bayah Shemet Shamish, Veshemet Tishter. And therefore, the Cham Tzvi, and the Siddur Taira said, that Maisa is the Iker. The Sam Sefer brought down the Pesach Tshuva says, since it's a Gzeri Chayko, it's a Mili D'Rabbanon, to Mavato Mitzvah Purivu, who of us can come to be Machmer and go against the Avodas Gershuni and say this Machlek is only during the 8th day, the Machlek is even applies during the 7th day. And therefore the Archa Shulchan and Moshe, they come along and say this Machlek is even during the 7th day. Now, once we have this Machlek of coming back, Machlek Shubayin Tam versus the Rashbam, the question how now, the third thing is, how far to understand the Seid of Rabbein Tam? I mean, we have one Shaila, what the case over here is. A second question, day 7 or day 8. A third question is, let's say you go back to your friend's house, in the same city, but you did not come back to your own house. Is that Nichon Negeda of Mechliz de Balaylo? Because, Maisi, you got back to your own house at night? And no, once you got back to your friend's house, which is during the day, if you will not have the Heter, according to Rabbein Tam. So again, the Pesach Tshuva being Zandach Sam Sefer, wants to be Machmer, Sai Rashbam, Sai Rabbein Tam, Mais Osir, Mali Bayezer, or Bayezer, what's the difference? Loinit Dudvarim, the Shum Ke'elu, and therefore come along to be Machmer. But Moshe brings down the words of Sam Sefer, he says he doesn't understand, Loinit Dudvarim, the Shurim, it's very simple, don't come home over here. Mais at the end of the day, he says to me, Maisa says, Yesh Lochush, the Sam Sefer. But he takes it a step further, what's he said over here? Why the world is to be Mekel and go to your friend's house? What's he said of Tam to be Mekel and come back at night? Maisi went during the day. See, once the time of the Lumdus over here is, on day 7, what's the problem versus day 8? Day 7 is Shem Deshamish, Shemetir Vetistar. However, if you come back at night, it's not possible to be Meshamish, and therefore no Chash, Shemetir Vetistar. And therefore, we'll see the Lacha on day 8, we have Lav Kulas over here, the gate of the Sugi Va'inus. Therefore, day 7 also Lav Kulas. But mostly, the side over here of come back at night according to Rabbein Tam, does not apply the concept of Shemet Deshamish with Shemetir Vetistar. Therefore, Srach Bito is Otto Shemet Deshamish with Shemetir Vetistar. Building upon that, if we can get around the same concept over here, as if you're coming back at night, so the Moshe can be Mekel. Therefore, again, one example of coming back at night is going to a friend's house, and then coming to your own house. That Chassam Sofer says to Machmer, Moshe says Yish Lachush. But Moshe and Shuvah has two other cases also. He has a case over here, that let's say his tshuva over there when Isha went to mikveh Friday night, she's coming back from the mikveh, her husband goes to shul, and Mai says she goes home to do halakas neris. He says since her husband cannot go out of the shul, he's davening there, he can't leave and go home over there, therefore it's nichon the concept, it cannot be Shemet Deshamish. Therefore we have no chashash, Shemet Tir Vetistar. He can't be mekel. He says even if you come back, we have another reason. Let's say it's had a sug of shemrim. That means, let's say the wife comes home, the husband's home, but there are people around. You can have shamash, you can have tashmash during the day. You can't, you know, matzav where there is shemrim, and there's no issa yichud over here, or there's no concept of yichud over here, and they have a kalung of Moshe, it's not shaykh shem to shamish. This concept, what he's saying by a shemir, not shaykh, the concept of shem to shamish, be mutter, that's before, and already a few hundred years ago, the Shalom Eshev and Tshuva says the same yisoid, beforehand, before them, the Tara Samayim says also the same yisoid. Tara Samayim discussing a case of a kala. The Shach will get to tomorrow. Case of a kala, she has a shemir with her. He wants a tiny to be toivel during the day. As long as she has a shemir with her, it's not shaykh shemir to shamish, the maisi can be mekel. So it comes out that if you have the yisoid over here of not possible of shemir to shamish, where Moshe says, mokam atchak, you can be mekel whether the case of a shmirah or the case of a base knesses. Now there is a sefer, Divrei Yaakov, Berach 200 years ago, which quotes a Shalom Eshev, He says v'shakeh adover v'ad not to be samech upon it. But ma'aseh, the Moshe seems to say at least b'makom atzarech, a person can't be samech upon this concept over here. We have a shomer. We go to Beit Knesses that's nichol in the concept of chayze v'chashecha, and therefore according to Beitam l'ma'aseh can't be meikol. Now halacha l'ma'aseh, what to go do on day 7? Come back at night, and day 8 come back at night. L'ma'aseh, what's the halacha? So again, Beitam Maisa, day 7 sounds like he's being meikol. Beitam Shpam Maisa is machmer. Kamal Shachin says on this halacha, day 7, Maisa yesh limchos. Brought down by the Minchas Yaakov on the page, the Chochmas Odom, the Kitzer, the Maisa we pass in the is no heter. Is no heter. However, on day 8, the Shach goes back and forth. He says yesh lachmer. The way the Chochmas Odom explains, however, on this case, we will not say to make a macho, ein limchos. And there are those who want to argue the Shach, the Minchas Yaakov on the page, Maisa wants to argue. Seems the most firm went like the Shach. By the Shulchan, the Shaitoy, the Maisa to be Machmer. I got my Seer of Vosna, he went like the Minchas Yaakov to be Mekel over here. The Maisa comes out, be Iker, until we get to the Lachan of Oinus, be Iker, the Poiskim Maisa, a Machmer, make a Macho on day 7, and not to be Sa'imcha Meitam. And day 8, also be Iker, the Poiskim of Machmer. However, leading from this Aloch over here is a question of, let's say, can he go to the Mikvah during the day? That means the Vada, let's say, can be Toivel 9 o'clock at night. Well, you know what? You have time. You want to go to the mikveh at 3 o'clock and sit there and read a book and say tilim and do whatever. Can you go to the mikveh during the day? So come along the Bach and Shach, and they point out the halacha is not only you cannot be tovel during the day, or some l'chashecha, a person cannot also go to the mikveh during the day. You still have a bayav srach bitoy. Now they point out, because they are l'shitos understanding this sugya, the Bach, that the whole tefillah is some l'chashecha. But according to the Mechaba, the Beis Yosef, one stands, the Homach Lichsa Bein Tam, the Rishbam is Lav Dafka, even going during the day, there is no Makor for this Chumra over here. But Maisa, the Shach brings down the Bach and says, you cannot go during the day. And the Svam go this way. The Chochmas Odom, the Kishchnorch, Botam Bayavozin, the Badai Shulchan, the Marakoyin, and others. The Maisa cannot go during the day. And so the question is, we see numerous Noshim do going during the day. The Oid, the Loch will get to in the Sugg of Chafifa and Kuf Tzadik Tes. The correct Hanhaga Be'etzim and Klal Yisrael is you should go to do Chavifa in the Mikvah during the day. That means not a home should be done in the Chavifa, in the Mikvah, the Chavifa should be done and during the day. So the Maisa, as the Shach himself points out, being down the Bach, the only time to be Machmir is when you did Chavifa at home and then you went to the Mikvah, or you went during the day. But you want to do Chavifa in the Mikvah, even the Shach in the Bach also says no problem. Why? The Svar over here is the Bayaz Sarach Bitoy. The Maisa, the daughter sees over here, she goes to the bag with the towel, with soap, or she hears from her friends that are doing chafifa over there. There'll be no chash that the person will think she went to the mikvah during the day. She knows she went to the mikvah at night. They do discuss, let's say in case he does chafifa at home, but there's an option to do chafifa in the mikvah. That means all our mikvahs have showers there, baths there. Maisa the Isha did chafifa at home. Could she go during the day, even though physically she's not doing chafifa in the mikvah? Shela, how far to understand the shach and the bach over here? Maisa of Klein, the Maisa wants to be Mekel, Neboys, the Maisa wants to be Machmer. It's an interesting question. But built upon this halacha, once you have reason to go early, it's mutter. Come along the Svam and discuss other cases where there's reason to go early and maybe also be mutter over here. That means she did, let's say, Chafifa at home. Most Nashim Er Shabbos do Chafifa at home. But they want to go early. Is that okay? One reason they would want to go is the halacha seems to be if people go late to the mikvah, you have to wait in line. Whoever gets there earlier goes first. Everyone knows the Zman or earlier, the Maisa of the Mikvah is pretty empty. Can a person go early in order not to wait in line? So if Voz discusses this question, he might say, said Sarachin. However, I see Mishnah Lochis, the Marakoyin, the Maisa, they discuss this question. They say, since everyone knows why going to the Mikvah early, it's why not to wait in line and not to go inside the Mikvah itself. No chesed over here, Srach Bitoy. Ke'inze, also let's say it's far away, the Mikvah. Come along with Chochmas Adam, and he wants to go not like the Bach, and says, even though it's far away, therefore, since when you're going, everyone knows you only get there later on, also it's mutter. Not only that, the Svarim want to bring down, let's say the two mikvahs, one's far away, one's close, you want to go to the one that's far away, also that's Beseder. I got me leaving early, because it's still, we have a reason why you left early. It's not mitzad you want to go to the mikvah itself. You want to, either, again, it takes time to travel, or mitzad the sugi over here, you don't want to wait in line. The place can sound like they want to be Mekel, and say, not Nichol the Chum over here of the Bach and Shach that says you cannot go to the mikvah early. Fine, I can. This chelik of Siv Gimel, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we mamshich the sugya of Akalo, and onwards, and hopefully Be'ez Hashem finish off the simin over here. Tzlocho.